actor-comedian Joe Torre, who joins us now. He will be at the Arlington Improv all weekend long. Joe, welcome in, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you been?
I've been great, man. I'm coming here, you know, to get the extension of some of this good weather we finally having in California. So hopefully it extends there throughout the weekend.
So six shows starting tomorrow at 7:30 through the weekend. Last show is Sunday at 7. As we were talking, and I would do a little research bringing you on, man, I have so many questions because we were, I kind of fell into the rabbit hole of Def Comedy Jam. And not realizing, man, that you were at the forefront of that thing. So a couple of questions about that. Did you think when it was going down that it would have the impact on black comedy as it did when it was first happening?
No, you know, you don't see it when you're in it. When you're part of the ingredient making the soup, you know, you don't know how much the impact, you know, it is until you step away from it and you look back and people say, this is part of my childhood and this is what we did on the weekends. This was, you know, Friday, Saturday night, especially every New Year. So I'm just proud to be, you know, part of that. I mean, it's kind of like Woodstock, you know. People didn't know they was going through it until they looked back and was like, that was me, you know, like Freaknik.
Right. You know, we're going to talk about that tomorrow because I went to Freaknik in 95. So I don't know if I'm going to be on the footage or not. So, okay.
Yeah.
Were you episode one, season one as a performer?
Oh, yeah. I did all the episodes, man. I did so much. I helped put some of the comedians on Def Jam. I was the first host on the tour because Martin never went out with the tour. But I was the first warm-up, too. Martin didn't have a warm-up. So that when he was doing like five shows a day, I would warm up all the shows except for mine. You know, throughout the weekend, you know, and some of them they actually put on the DVD or the VHSs back in the day because it was different parts of my bit that I was just working out during the day.
So when that was going down and you're seeing it explode, especially going on the tour, and you're seeing some of the artists when you're going live. And back then it was, man, it was something for a comedian to get a, you know, a bit part in a movie. And then now all of a sudden you move from bit parts in movies to starring roles in movies. How quickly did that happen for you? And was it kind of overwhelming a bit when it first happened, or were you totally expecting that?
Like you said, you don't see it when it's happening because it was like John Singleton was just getting, this was like the, I guess the foundation was being built, you know, almost like the internet was, almost like the new reality shows are now. And like, you know, now how the internet has taken over. So when you're part of that process, you don't really see it, but you're like, okay, just John Singleton, okay, Boys in the Hood. Because I didn't know who he was at first. He saw me doing comedy. He was like, I'm going to put you in a movie. But then as his success rose, you know, so did mine. So I just happened to be at the right place at the right time because I got to California and L.A. when they were filming Harlem Nights. And I played an extra in Harlem Nights with all the big-time greats, Rich Pryor, Red Fox. Met Sammy Davis Jr. for a quick hot second. It was just fantastic, man.
So this is Joe Torre with us, actor and comedian. He's going to be at the Arlington Improv starting tomorrow night through Sunday. So go check him out, please. Funny, funny cat. So, okay, you're from St. Louis and you're around, you're funny. Everyone knows you're funny. What is the decision to say, you know what, I'm dropping everything, going to Hollywood and giving it my best?
Well, actually, you know, as a young age, I always wanted to be an entertainer. I was a military chap. So, you know, military brats were born in Virginia, bounced around some different places, lived in Seaside, California, and, you know, so Jamaica, Queens, New York, all that stuff. So I was always trying to get back to Hollywood because I always wanted to try to be some type of celebrity or some type of star. So that was always my focus. So when I went to college, I studied mass communications, journalism, broadcasting, radio, TV, print. You know, that's what I did. I did all that. When I was in college and before I made it. And I was an athlete. I went to college on a football wrestling scholarship. So I wanted, you know, my thing, I wanted to play for the Raiders. And then, you know, I wanted to take that route where, you know, where if none of that worked out, I'm still in Hollywood. Maybe I'll get some type of, you know, announcer job. But all this stuff fell right into my hands.
How different is it for you now with doing stand-up and the audiences and the changes in society versus when you were coming up and doing deaf comedy and those types of things throughout the years in the 90s?
Well, you know, right now it's a lot more sensitive. You know, you have to be careful what you say. It's a lot more, you know, they're making this next generation so much weaker. You know, I don't know what it is. You scream at them, they start crying, and they got depression for the rest of their life. You're like, really? You know what I'm saying? So, and I can say that because I have kids. I got a 14-year-old, I got a 21-year-old, and I got a 30-year-old. So I got everybody and every gen covered. So I understand, and, you know, it gives me more material on stage now.
So, Joe, what do you think now about, it feels to me like black comedy is kind of under a microscope with, you know, with Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams going on there and talking about other folks and Monique doing the same thing. Do you feel that way? Is it just kind of a one-off? You think that's going to continue to grow? Because it feels a little weird now just kind of being a black comedian around.
You know, I mean, it depends on how you use what you got. Use the sauces out there. It's all entertainment to me. I know all of them, you know, so it's like, you know, if they want to go that route, if that's the route that's getting attention, you know, like I said, they're giving out clown checks now. So some people put on a clown suit and they go get the check. So I'm like, I have a brand that's been around for 35 years. So it would kind of look ridiculous for me all of a sudden to start, you know, doing, you know, what's the trend. So hopefully it goes away, and if not, you know, I wish everybody well. But, you know, don't, just keep my name out your mouth.
Don't mention you, and everything is all right, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, lawsuits coming and furniture moving.
When you are in the same city, coming to the Arlington Improv as you are this weekend, and you're doing multiple shows, do you try and replicate the show so that each audience is getting basically the same, or do you respond to how audiences react to you with the material that you present on a given night?
Yeah, you know what? That's why I come there, and I love, this is one of my favorite places. It's always sold out. Arlington Improv, I've been coming up for, I don't know, 20, 25 years. And it's one of my favorite places because it's a different show every night because I gather information, you know, throughout the weekend. You know, by the time I have enough smoking cigars and drinking, I get my nice raspy voice where I can do my nice Jerry Jones and sit in there right there, you know. I do my Jerry Jones impersonation, which all about, you know, that could take us as far as that can take us, but it's all about water for my horses, whiskey for my men and women.
We don't all have whiskey and horses around here, man. You need to stop all that. I know that much.
You didn't ride your horse here today? No?
I will when I get there. So I make up the show as I go, man. Usually I have preferences on when because I'm filming, I'm working on my special. So the show's not just, you know, and nowadays, you know, people want to be seen. So, you know, I'm filming it, people want to be seen. So I'll put some of you guys on camera. So yeah, that's the new phase that people, hey, I'm coming. So you want you to talk about me real quick, or I want to be on camera. So we'll put you on camera and embarrass you real quick. But, my jokes come out of the weekend, you know, probably 20% of it is made up, or maybe 30% of it. And then because I'm on stage an hour, 15 minutes, hour, 20 minutes sometimes, depends on how much time I have when people get there. And I kind of just like, you know, freestyle, you know, most of it. But I have certain things I want to say and that I want to focus on. So it may be a family one time, and maybe, you know, current events. It may be about sports. And, you know, maybe, you know, myself, you know, being married for 20 something years and having kids and going through that, you know, so it's so different things that if I'm triggered, I just go there. So it's like a jukebox. It's just fun jokes. So you're not getting bored. You can come back six times and you'll have six different experiences.
So you've been in a ton of movies, Joe, and you've been at the Arlington Improv Thursday through Sunday, six different shows. Which one are you most known for? But which movie are you most proud of doing in the work that you did?
Or everybody loves Poetic Justice. I mean, that's a iconic film. You know, rest in peace, John Singleton. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. You know, and then, you know, my two best friends, you know, Regina King and Janet Jackson, they're still here to give you entertainment. So I kind of lived through that whole, that film, you know, has so many different legs because so many different people was in it, from Maya Angelou, so many different jewels and stuff that they, you know, they dropped in there. So to me, that's one of the films that people love. But it's in every genre. You got people that, you know, they love that because it was a love story. And it was also, you know, nominated. I think it was for the soundtrack. Janet had a song nominated for the Oscars. So those things, that song lives forever. But then I also have Tales in the Hood, you know, the number one, should I say, black horror movie. where, you know, finally, you know what I'm saying, with the late Clarence Williams III played the devil. So that's one that people like, you know, a lot. So it's between Tales of the Hood, Poetic Justice, and Def Jam. You got comedy, you got horror, you got a rom-com, love story. That's imprinted in people's heads, and it's still, like, you know, relevant to today.
I've got to revisit Talking Dirty After Dark. I know I've seen it once, but it's been so long, I've got to go back and check that one out.
Yeah, that was actually my first movie with Martin Lawrence's film. That film got me in the union. So, yeah, that was my first real movie I did. I actually did a movie with Richard Pryor called Three Musketeers down in Atlanta. That was actually his last film. But then I went on and did Talking Dirty After Dark, then Strictly Business with Sam Jackson, mm-hmm. Harry. And then, you know, and then there was Sprung with Tisha Campbell. And then, yeah, then on and on. Then I was reoccurring on ER for a minute when George Clooney and them was there. So, you know, playing the... Playing the guy that they thought beat up Dr. Green. So, you know, Chris Law was my name. So I kind of was been delving in and out of, you know, the different aspects of entertainment for the last 35 years, finding my way.
Love it, man. And I always love you reaching out when you come to town, man. Hopefully we'll get to sit down and chat it up a bit. But appreciate the time. The Arlington Improv. Joe Torre, show starting tomorrow at 7:30 all weekend. Go get your tickets. Go check them out. Funny dude. Thanks for the time, bro. We really appreciate it.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys. And look forward to Joe Torre Comedy Club. It's coming to you soon.
There you go.
On the platform you love.
All right. Thanks, man. Joe Torre, go check him out at the Arlington Improv this weekend.